Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, this is how we do it! Live on a fucking Friday.
You're kind of in harmony with your horn.
I know.
It worked.
Do it! I harmonize with my own horn.
I've heard that about you.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Na 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 na. I got it's a new thing, guys. I'm doing bells.
I'm just pretending you're playing with Shannon's tits.
One does hang lower than the other. Welcome to
one's
the
metal.
Show.
One's more pink than the other.
Dude, Shannon's got metal tits.
Cyborg
hell
tits.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. That's when they used to make fucking tits out of lead.
China.
Shannon's tits are made of asbestos.
Made in China.
Aha, Shannon. All right, look, we have a great show planned today. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the King of Things, the point guard of podcasting himself, Louis J. Gomez, truly a living legend before your very eyes, everyone. Welcome to the show. The international superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
Good morning, buddy.
Very excited. Incredible show planned. You know him. You love him from his podcast. Oh, Oscar. People love this guy. People, my fans are, horribly homophobic. They do not love the atrocities that the gay community caused to each other's buttholes. They're not okay with it. Okay. In spite of that, they fucking love you. Ladies and gentlemen, Oscar Aiden is back on the show.
Oh, thanks, Louis. It's good. You know what? I can't with you. Actually, I will say this, though, if I may. I was walking down the street the other day, and I saw this guy, and he, like, looked at me, and then I thought he was actually, like, you know. Like,
trying to hit on you.
Yeah, undressing me with his eyes. And then...
he was slicing your wrists with his eyes.
Yeah, shut up. And then I walked away, and then I turned around, and he kept looking at me, and I was like, hello? And he was like, are you Oscar Aiden? I was like, yes. And he's like, oh, I've heard you on Lewis's podcast, Real Ass Podcast. I think you're great. And I was like, that is, you know, that's like the third time someone's come up to me and said, yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Look, this is, look, it's one of the greatest podcasts in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody else is really doing it. You know, The Bonfire's dead. Jim and Sam is dead. Really, you know, we're in a category.
Fez is dead.
Fez is actually dead. That's actually true. Also, you know, from the On the Gate podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Gio Perez is back on the show.
What's up?
What's going on, kid? Now, if I had a...
I don't like that sound effect anymore. I have
Why not?
Traumatized by gunshots.
Were you shot?
No.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm just against it.
Can I say, if I took a screenshot of just you guys, right, and they were like, which one of these two guys is gay with AIDS? They're going with you every time, dude, just so you know. That's a compliment.
Well, that's because
you know what? We're not doing that.
Yeah, but if you were in the picture, it would change.
Come on, doggy.
The guy with the AIDS mustache.
Come on, doggy. This is a solid
Freddie
mustache.
Mercury.
Very Mexicano at this point. I've been letting it grow in past the Hitler point. It's a new era for Louis J. Gomez. Lord have mercy. Let's go. We have a lot to talk about on today's show, but let's get our plugs right out of the fucking way. Shout out to the Racist Live Chat. If you guys are watching live on GasDigitalNetwork.com, you don't even have to subscribe. But if you do subscribe, you get to join the chat as it happens. Lots of live, lots of people in the racist live chat at all times. Anything goes in this chat. We don't ban people. You can say whatever you want. I go to the chat all the time. So please join Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial that unlocks thousands of hours of content that you cannot get anywhere else. The entire On Demand library for Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, and all the other shows here on the network. What do you got going on, Gio? What do you have to plug? What you plugging on, my friend?
Let's see. March 3rd and 4th, I'll be at Governor's with Aaron Berg. March 10th, I'll be at Dojo Comedy in New Jersey. And March 17th and 18th, I'll be in Syracuse again with Aaron Berg.
Nice. Very nice. Hell yeah. Oscar.
Find me on TikTok, Oscar Aiden. Find me on Instagram, it's Oscar Aiden. Check out my podcast. It's called Oh Oscar, but the main segment is called Disappointed, where people come on and talk about wild and crazy dating and hookup stories.
Nice.
So we have a lot of fun. I have a very special guest for, I believe, the first week of March. I'm very excited, so make sure you stay tuned for that, because that's it's a
big... Give us a hint. Give us a hint.
Big celebrity, been in a lot of movies, and an SNL alum.
SNL alum.
Yes. So, but I can't say anymore because I'm not going to jinx it. But
Chris Farley.
No.
Chris Farley is going to be on Oh Oscar talking about his disappointing stories.
Down, like one by time, the, down by the river.
Yeah, yeah. One time.
One time two hookers came over and ran out the door with my watch while I died on the floor.
Disappointing.
I was going to guess.
Or what's his name? Richard Jenny as well, maybe, possibly.
Who?
Richard Jenny, can you tell a
disappointing? Was he on SNL?
Oh, no, he wasn't. I'm sorry, but he does have a great disappointing story. One time, my wife shot me in the fucking head.
No, you're thinking of Phil Hartman.
Damn it, he was on SNL. Phil
Richard Hartman. Jenny,
Shannon, edit all this up. Yeah. Make me good.
Richard Jenny shot himself, and then it didn't take, and he was just walking around the house with like half a head.
Oh, dude, like the T2000.
Yeah, he was. Like, it was like, yeah, he had like floppy goth face.
He's like taking aspirin. His fucking headache.
Disappointing. I like it. We're going to do a disappointing segment on today's show. How about that, Oscar?
Are you stealing my idea?
I don't steal ideas. Ding. Zach, what you plugging on?
March the 25th, I will be at Laughing Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie with Andy Malafarina.
Fuck yeah, dude. A lot of live stuff coming up. If you want to see me on the road, I will be March 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Massachusetts. Very excited about this gig. The following week, I'll be in Yonkers, the Yonkers Comedy Club, brand new comedy club up in Yonkers. So come out and support those shows. San Diego's coming up March 16th through the 18th. I'll be in St. Louis. I'll be in West Jordan, Utah, Houston, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana, Emmaus, Pennsylvania. Lots of live dates coming up. They just added Detroit. They just added Grand Rapids. They just added Nashville, Chicago. Lots of stuff happening all throughout the spring and the summer. And then me, Big J, and Dave doing our own. The first time ever, Legion of Skanks going out on the road together. Theater tour. We'll be doing New England in August. We're going to be Foxwoods Casino, the Wilbur Theater in Boston, and then the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. So grab those tickets. Live stand-up, live podcast, all that stuff is going to be happening. So, yeah, big stuff happening this year, guys. And I'm working on a new special.
Nice.
Ooh. Do you know what you're going to call it?
Yes. I don't want to say it yet, though. Yes. We're talking about doing two things right now. Oh, it's okay. Fine, Shannon. We got it. It's good. I'm either filming it in England... or Gas Digital, me and Ralph are in talks right now about launching a half-hour special series, like Gas Digital Presents, and doing like a half dozen of them where we all film it and launch them all. And if we do that, I would consider doing that as well.
Ooh.
So I'm debating on what to do right now. Honestly, I think that's the way that I was talking to Norton about that. He said his next one's going to be short. I think the specials are going to start getting shorter, you know?
That makes sense. Everybody got a short attention span.
They really do.
Shorts and reels are killing.
Well, they stopped doing like half hour specials. Netflix does them, you know, and I think those fucking kill. Those things really do kill. So
you can do topical shit,
yeah,
without having to work on it for a full
like
year.
If I, that's the other thing is like if I do a special right now, if I do a full hour, like I'm like killed on the road for the next year. Like, I don't even know where to begin. Like, yeah, yeah. But if I do a half hour, it's like, well, then I could just go fuck. I have a bunch more material. I can start working.
He has like another 8 minutes.
I got at least 7-8 minutes.
Jump off from
beyond that.
But let me ask you something though. Do you think that there's too many specials being put out?
No, the cream rises to the top. You know, and I think that we have sort of taken it into our own hands and we are putting them out ourselves now versus waiting for the industry to do it. The industry was putting out more specials. Comedy Central would put out, you know, 24 half-hour specials a year, whatever it was. You know, they would launch their half-hour series. There was showcases. There was like things like Premium Blend or like, you know, whatever the versions of those shows. Those don't really exist anymore.
No.
At all. So we can film them ourselves, like... For the young comic who doesn't have an hour or doesn't have 45 minutes to go put out, they don't really have a way, besides putting clips online, they don't really have any way to put it out. So it's weird. But I don't think there's too many coming out. I think the good ones people watch. The ones that aren't that good, people don't watch.
I've been waiting. I've been debating whether I want to do it or not. I've been debating. Also, like, you know, how I want it done. I want it to be right. I don't want to force one out just to force one out to have it. I want it to be like, okay, this is the moment.
That's what it feels like when I take a shit before I get on a flight. I'm doing it just to do it. It's never satisfying. You never finish wiping for some reason.
Oh yeah,
those four shits.
I know it's hard when you can't take your bidet with you, isn't it?
It is true.
You pinch one midway through. Now you're like fucking eight wipes in.
Gayest thing I have seen is that you have a bidet in your bathroom.
Yeah,
it's a day changer. Yeah, I use it. I didn't even shit sometimes.
If I have a sweaty day,
that is so gay.
If my asshole is at all itchy, I go in there and I scratch it with a bidet. And what I do is, so you know, I spread my cheeks. I'm going to turn Oscar on right now. I spread my cheeks. I open my asshole. So I sit it. So almost like gravity, like pulls it even deeper open. So it like opens up.
Yeah.
And then it shoots right in there, and I feel it in my. For some reason, my belly button tingles.
Yeah. You do have a nice, I will say this, you
and
do
a,
have
and
a nice...
A balloon inflates out of your mouth.
I will say this, you do have a nice lower body. But lower, I mean, there are times when I look at it and I'm like, he looks like he teaches Zumba classes, but...
No, my lower body's a goddamn mess, Oscar. I got big... Some people like big old fucking thighs.
I love that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that.
I had a girl one time suck at my dick and she's like, I love your big thighs. And
oh, it's hot.
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, whore?
Really? Yeah. Oh, God, I think
can you look
hot.
At Oscar when you say that shit? Like, why are you looking at me when you say
when
that?
Because when I say to Oscar... I don't want to make eye contact with Oscar when I talk about sexual things. Oscar,
yeah, because he's afraid he's going to get turned
on. He gets into my head, dude. It's like a fucking... Dude, he's like a demon, dude. Little gay demon.
Dude.
Possesses you. You get gay thoughts, you start speaking in tongues.
You'll end up in Jamaica.
You don't want to fucking... You don't want to end up in Jamaica, doggy.
No.
Look, we have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm very, very excited about today's show. Shannon, last time we were on the show, we had a lot of stories we didn't get to. There's a lot of things we're going to get to on today's show. I'm very, very excited. this is an interesting story. A woman bit off her rapist's tongue and fucking took it and gave it to police for evidence. Shannon, give me more information on this story.
Yeah, so this woman, she's...
It's a real ass bitch right here.
She's 57.
Old bitch.
She was walking her dog at 4 a.m. on a Sunday in France. This like 30-something-year-old guy started...
57-year-old, that's... What's even the point of raping her? No offense.
Yeah, but no. Let's not... Hold on.
I might choose the dog.
No. Let me tell you something. These
57-year-old
women,
European woman might
right,
be a better
stop. Right, is much different. Because those women are like...
No, she said there was 57-year-olds.
Yeah, 50 of them.
And a dog.
Yeah.
It was the best day ever.
I was like, holy shit. Happy day.
You would get tired after 20 of them.
Yeah,
you know?
Probably. How many, all right, if you had to rape 57-year-olds.
All right, next topic. Keep going.
So I'm sorry, Shannon. So this 57-year-old woman, she's French.
Yeah.
She said, not today.
Yeah, she was walking her dog, 4 a.m. 30-something-year-old guy started following her. He reportedly approached her, attempting to forcefully hug and kiss her while also slipping his hands down her pants. After the struggle, the woman bit off the aggressor's tongue and then returned home. She then went to the local police station with her son, handed it to the police.
After using it a little.
Yeah.
You know, she went home and fucking gave her a little bit of fucking...
Yeah, she taped it to her vibrator.
Yeah, fucking... A little bit of fucking buongiorno to her fucking
lady. We also found your DNA on the piece of tongue. What's going on?
God, what happened?
So, the officers, and then so it then just jumps to
law officers.
Law officers went to the scene and arrested the man. Scene,
Shannon.
Sorry, law officers went to the scene and arrested the man.
Nice, la monsieur. Shannon, can you please say this in French, please? The entire.
Ironically, that guy can no longer say la.
How do they know it was him? Was that or,
crazy bitch.
He can't French kiss anymore either. Yes.
That's it. They got him. They went back. They went to the scene and they arrested him. They said the man is originally from Tunisia and was living there illegally. And that's it.
And was an anthropomorphic skunk.
What is that?
That's a
Pepe Le Pew joke.
Oh. Yeah.
Rape skunk.
Isn't it weird though? Like, I thought like when you rape somebody, it's sex. I didn't know you make out with them. I didn't know there was like foreplay rape.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, I've heard. Oh yeah, well yeah, you want to make it romantic.
I don't know, there was just like a level to rape. Well, I thought it was just you just like trying to fuck the girl.
Probably if I was gonna rape, right. Okay, I would want to turn her in the middle of it. I would want her to be like in the middle of it to start to enjoy it.
Right. Life affirming rape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis is like, I'll invite her to Skankfest first.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, you know, I think that's ultimately the goal if you're a gentleman.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to fucking jump out of the bushes and hurt somebody. Trying to pleasure.
It was French
her.
Rape.
Yeah, it was very romantic rape, yeah, dude.
A lot of kissing on the face and yeah. Cheeks.
Here in America, it's called freedom rape.
Ah, shit. All right, so what is that guy in jail now?
Yes. And yeah. They also say in the article that it's a similar story to something that recently happened in Spain, where after being raped, a woman cut the man's penis off. In retaliation.
Shoved it in her mouth.
It's very Lorena Bobbitt, if yeah. You remember that.
Oh, I remember Lorena Bobbitt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that was like a hilarious thing. Like, look, here's the thing. I believe that he was probably abusing her, but it became like the hoorah, like, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah.
You can leave, or you know what? Eye for an eye. Maybe smack him back. Cutting his dick off is extreme.
Hit him with a hammer.
I don't care what happened, yeah. Okay? I mean, what was the details there?
I think he just cheated on her.
No, he was beating her for a long time. Because there was a documentary about it.
Maybe he could see the future.
And he was like,
I'm going to fuck you up every day until you cut my dick off. Because it's coming one day.
His dick comes back in the time machine.
You know what, though? Good for her.
I say that.
I knew
too.
You were going to say that.
Good for her.
Oscar's a lady, huh?
That's not even an eye for an eye.
Counterpoint, Oscar. He got it reattached and did porn. Good for him.
Can we see the reattached dick in the porn? Because
yeah,
I think I've watched it.
That's
before.
Even despite like her attempts to make sure they didn't find
yeah,
it.
She threw it in the field.
She threw it on the side of the road.
She's an idiot. She should have fucking
eaten it.
She should have chewing it.
I would have went and cut a black man's dick off and went to the hospital. Like, I found my dick. This is it. Can you reattach this one?
Well, let's be honest about this. Like,
I mean, imagine Oscar's in that field and it just happens.
Lucky day. A field of dreams.
Thank you, God.
If you build it, it will come.
Ah, shit.
Field of dick.
Field of cocks.
Let's be honest here.
Oscar's like a gay cartoon
yeah,
character.
It looks like, ooh, it is true what they say about the early bird.
Yeah.
Early bird gets the worm.
I mean, how do
early
you,
bird gets the sperm.
How did they, first of all, like she told them, Shannon, that it was in the field? Like,
she told the cops.
She told the cops I threw it in the field?
There's a search
like,
party.
Could you imagine being that police officer and being like, I gotta go out and look for a dick today. Yeah.
But for the first like half hour, she kept on doing this. Like, where is it, Lorena? She went.
Warmer?
What the? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fine.
Warmer? Cold, 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 cold. Warmer?
What?
Warmer? Could you imagine the police officers having to go and look for that dick in the field?
I think she said she was in like a manic state and they're like, what did you do with it? And she's like, I don't know. I threw it out the window of the car.
But then like, you have to be that officer.
Did she also get charged with littering?
You can't use a...
There was an American Indian guy with a tear coming down his eye.
Don't litter. You can't use a metal detector.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming it's not hard, so it's
unless
not going to be like...
Unless you had like a dick piercing, then...
No. I would assume you have to use a rake.
Can you put like one of those GPSs on your dick just in case?
Oh, like a Apple. Find my iPhone?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be interesting if somebody like,
I would hire Oscar like a bloodhound.
Just like
go get it, boy. Go get it.
Just like
he's running backwards through a field.
Attach an like one of those Apple Air Tags to your ball sack.
Yeah, they're in leather strap suits and shit, dominatrix outfits.
Doggy. Why we gotta be wearing leather?
Because it's gotta be fun too.
I mean, so did he get full fledged, like he was like it worked again. His dick was
he
like normal.
Porn.
I know he did porn, but
it looks a little weird, right?
Does he have to? Chad, do we have it? Do we have the porn?
Every one that comes up is just like a compilation of things, people that are not him.
Like
I did
parodies, like Jelena.
Yes,
Lorena Bobbitt parodies. So is she hot? I remember her being kind of hot.
You know what, Shannon? If you look on Twitter, it might come up.
This is a picture that keeps coming up from the court case of his severed penis.
Oh, it's small.
Oh, so we had a little bit of a.
I bet unless you have a huge cock, they all shrink up when you cut them off.
Oh yeah, they're gonna shrink up like a little fucking. A little sausage.
By the way, that's just our little dick logic. My old dick looks like that.
My dick would look like, you know when you get like pepperoni, when you get sausage on a pizza, where it's just like a little sliver? Yeah. That's what my
I thought you meant the pepperoni cups.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
That's
maybe.
Your penis?
Well, my penis isn't great. Yeah,
I've
she's
seen
cute,
it.
Dude.
She's you have
shut
such
the
a
fuck
thing
up,
for crazy.
Oscar. You shut up.
You have such a thing for crazy.
Yeah, she's
you,
hot, dude. I like that. I like that a lot.
She's like your mom, to be honest.
Isn't she Asian? Or she just,
forgot about that.
I said she's half Asian.
Half Asian, right?
Yeah, she's cute, dude. Let's see some more pictures of Bobbitt. Lorena.
Like what does the husband look like?
He was never that good looking. Yeah.
He looked like Ray Liotta. Was there a movie about this? Did Ray Liotta
yes,
play him?
It was
there should have been.
No, there
been.
Was a movie about this. I
God
remember
damn
that.
It, they should have casted Ray Liotta. And fucking, what's her name? Marissa Tomei.
Oh, damn, yeah. Dude.
What, that would have fucking, what a cast. What a cast that would have been. I should have been in charge of this.
I cut
you know what? You
tickle.
Can still do it.
No.
Why not?
Ray Liotta's dead. Yeah. Marissa Tomei's old. She plays still fucking hot, Aunt May now. She is an old hot Aunt May.
She was so hot in The Wrestler.
Yeah, she was hot. That was like her last hot role, though.
Yeah, that was the last time they let her be smoking.
She was so hot in My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
I mean, as a kid, I used to
I love that video.
Dude, fuck it. Is that video?
Sorry, that
Have you
movie.
Ever watched
that
movie?
Movie. Shut up.
what if Oscar happened? Beats the shit out of Gio
you
right
show
now?
Show one dick pic and he's all out of order and shit.
What's going on? Did one of the guys in your crew...
Here we go.
Did he get accused of shooting somebody?
Allegedly.
Allegedly? All right, allegedly. We shouldn't talk about it. I always liked that guy.
No, I mean...
Bro.
I liked him too. You know what I mean?
Did he get arrested?
Not that I know of.
He's still
I think
out.
He's still on the run.
He's on the run.
Gingerbread
wow.
man.
Make, wow.
I'm rooting for him.
He's a comic. He's a comic.
What's a gingerbread?
I don't want to say his name because
Catch
I don't...
you can.
I don't want to fucking... Look, the Puerto Ricans, look, he probably murdered somebody. And he didn't even murder him. The guy lived,
nah,
right?
He lived. Yeah, he just shot him in the stomach.
Whatever. At
allegedly.
That point.
Allegedly.
apparently, this guy, I don't want to say his name, but he got into an argument with some guy on the subway at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And he fucking, the guy was like, fuck you, you little bitch, or some shit. And he was like, all right, bang. Shot him in the stomach. Shot him right in the tum-tum.
Yeah, on the tummy and the arm, allegedly. And, I think he was with a lady friend.
Allegedly.
No, this is not allegedly. Her face is all over the newspaper.
No, she was allegedly a lady. We don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody said it could have been Rachel Feinstein.
That's true.
That's what I heard on Legion of Skanks. I was like, it could be. It actually was her. No, but from what I heard, right, because I had spoke to the lady, and he's not the one that pulled the trigger. He didn't shoot. Like, the fight was him, but he's not the one who shot. That the shooter was actually Michael Figgs.
Wow, Mike Figgs.
Mike Figgs. I'm just
doing
just,
a Jamaican accent.
Yes.
Like, hey, man. Bomba clot.
And then they threw it on Leo. But
well, poor guy.
Yeah.
I mean, print that name.
I mean, whatever. Look, it's a known story, you know. Yeah. And it's alleged. I don't know if he actually, I genuinely don't know if he actually did it.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know either.
But it's so funny because these fucking guys, they're always in the stand, like you and Derek, him, a couple other guys, they're all sitting around like, talking like thugs, like, yo, so I'll fuck with you. And I always walk past them. I'm like, shut up, you fags. I have no fear.
Never
not like
out loud.
You. I mean, the way that we say it, you know.
He's never said that out loud.
I'll say it right to your face. I have no fear of the stand criminal table. They have a table of criminals that works at the stand. No fear of these guys.
They're called the owners.
I thought it was all bullshit. And then this guy allegedly shot a guy in his tum-tum. Well. Egg on my face.
Yeah,
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YourKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you guys are over 21 and in the market for Kratom, guess what? Get it from YourKratom.com because they have the best possible prices on Kratom in the world.
Yep, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get an entire kilo delivered right to your door for just $60.
$60 kilos of Kratom from YourKratom.com. All right, where were we? So, Shannon, so that's it. That guy's in jail. Good for her. She fought off a rapist. You know. There was another story I think I saw. I think maybe Kelta had the girl on his show. See if you can find it on Kelta's Twitter, Shannon. It's a new story. I don't want to watch his version of it. Apparently this girl, like, fought this dude off. She was in the gym.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And this guy, like, tried to attack her, and she just kept fucking fighting back.
Yeah, good for her.
Good for her, but like, how, if you're, what a bitch this guy was. Like, you can't,
also, how do you go? How you can't you take a woman to that gym? Yeah, because that looked like one of those like apartment gyms. It didn't look like an actual gym. It looked like one of those apartment gyms,
maybe,
that people have in their buildings. Because it was very, you know, all the equipment. When you see all that equipment, you're like,
"This is it." Yeah,
I didn't see this.
She let him in. That's how, Oscar. That's
she was
exactly
asking
how.
For it. This guy doesn't even look like he's going to work out. Oh, what? No, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, let me touch you.
Bitch, well, first of all, why didn't she grab a dumbbell?
Can you put the Benny Hill music on, Shannon, please? Can we make this fun? Oh, no, she's cute.
Can you put on love music?
Nishali Elma. Hell yeah, dude. Toy.
Oh, look at that. Nice ass.
There we go. Hell yeah, dude. How much do you stink at fighting, sir?
I don't know. He had a good double leg on
her. He did have a good double leg on her. He looks like a psychopath.
Is that Childish Gambino?
Xavier Thomas Jones was arrested the next day.
This is America.
Sexual battery and kidnapping. Sexual battery. Thank God it wasn't a double D.
He looks like he just woke up from like a 7-year nap.
Yeah.
But good for her. I mean, she got great legs.
She got a great ass, dude. Yeah. She's cute.
But you know what? Good for her. Fuck that shit.
Of course, Oscar. Of course, we don't. That goes without being said. Oscar, this isn't the show. We're not. Hoorah,
you know,
girl.
What?
Yeah, girl. Fuck yeah. No shit, Oscar. Yes, yes. We don't want her to be raped, but that's not the funny angle. Us rooting for the guy.
Do you
understand?
You know,
like,
what?
Isn't a show where we go hoorah. This is a show where we go, look at that hoorah.
Look at that hoorah. I hope she gets caught by that guy.
Look how he grabbed her hoorah before he dropped her. Did he smell his hand after he dropped her?
Oh, Lord. Shit. I love
Doggy, that shit. I mean, look, if I'm attacking a woman in a gym, I always put myself in the attacker's position, right?
Yeah.
How easily it would be to fucking, to take, Shannon, come here, let me rape you.
No, thank you.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding, babe.
I just had a conversation about this because somebody approached me in a weird way on the street the other day, and I felt like he had bad intentions. And then my Uber just happened to come at the right moment, and then he walked in the opposite direction, as if like he only walked in that direction to like confront me in some way. And I talked about it with Ryan Tanner on my show the other day, and he was telling me that knives and mace isn't good for women to have, that you should carry around a hypodermic needle because it makes you seem crazy, or a jar full of a weird colored liquid to threaten them with.
Yeah,
I felt like you got
Shannon. I think you have a different jar you can attack people with.
Yeah, Shannon's fart jar.
Oh, you making fart jar money now?
No, I have if you want to buy one.
No, thank you. Thanks.
I wonder what a gay guy's fart jar smells like.
Just fucking dick flowers. Flowers.
Summer rain.
Lavender.
Yeah.
It's that smell that you smell when you walk through the TJ Maxx candle aisle.
Yeah. When you walk past Yankee Candle.
Yankee
Candle. What is that? It's a gay guy's asshole.
That's
holy
a gay
shit.
Gay man's asshole.
it smells like my cock.
Why is this in my girlfriend's house?
Dude, it's seasonal. In the fall, it smells like pumpkin spice.
It's one of those Glad automatic sprays that timely just get a little fart.
Oh, wow.
That's the girl?
Yeah.
Fucking toy, dude.
Dude, yeah, I'd tackle
her. Look at those legs. Holy shit, she's jacked.
I'd love to tackle her.
I think this guy was a little too ambitious.
I think he should have went for a fatty.
Yeah, you should have hung out. You should have hid behind the vending machine.
Yeah, this chick is fucking. Look at her legs. God damn it, that is an in shape.
Yeah, that's a tough bitch,
dude. And he was probably a crazy person.
Yeah,
on drugs, homeless, whatever else it is. Those people just don't have I still would. I would still even pick a crazy homeless guy over any woman. I don't care how in shape she is, but she looks like she's like crazy, like CrossFit shape. She also like she did, go back to the video. Does she might know a little bit of like jujitsu or something? Because the way she
I just saw her Instagram.
Never mind.
What the hell? Dude, she set this up. I don't believe it.
She was asking for it.
Are you kidding me? Who is this bitch?
She's amazing.
He was one of her followers.
Wait, go.
Could actually that could be one of the things where it might be someone that stalked her.
I want to see the video. The second one on the right, second row to the right, the one that's of the attack.
Yeah, second row.
All the way on the right.
Did.
Nope. The right.
When I stood up, put the timer on.
He approached me.
And I saw you reacted pretty quickly as well. So what did he say when he actually...
I like how they made it a true TV segment.
Did you just get a weird vibe and was like...
No. It's like a podcast.
All silent. When he approached me, he didn't say a single word. But when he approached me, obviously, I pushed him.
It's like, num, num, num.
What are you doing? Like, get off. Yeah, because as soon as he grabbed me, I was like, oh, it's game time. We ran to the other side. I was trying to call 911, obviously.
Dude, he's like doing the thing where he's trying to grab her ass romantically.
Yeah. Yeah, and like lift her up and put her legs around her.
Don't do that. Don't call nobody. And I was like, what? And that's when he grabbed me. And so I locked my phone. I took my phone. I just started smashing him in the head with it.
The guy has flip-flops.
Oh, yeah.
Can we know it? It's not easy to move around in flip-flops since she's still struggling.
But you know what, though? Honestly, like, I mean, she... one of the comments is, you know, thank goodness he didn't have a weapon.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
And he was bad at improv because he's in a place surrounded by weapons.
You know how easy it is to murder somebody with a 15-pound dumbbell?
A 5-pound dumbbell.
5-pound, you're not going to... I think you get a good swingaroo.
You get a better swing with a 5. Fucking, I think anything.
Yeah, how much does a brick weigh?
Probably like five pounds.
Yeah, I bet a 5-pound dumbbell you get a really good swing.
Why'd you say it like Porky the Pig?
Why?
Why I say Porky the Pig? all right, continue, please.
So I smashed it in the face with my left hand, the uppercuts and everything. So it was just a whole thing going on at that moment.
Let's see. She gets up. And runs. He's just tired.
He lost a flip-flop.
It says that the cops apprehended him 24 hours later after he tried to break into another woman's apartment complex.
Wow. He was horny.
Yeah.
He needed to jerk off. That should be a fucking... It should be a Blue Chew advertisement.
Oh, we have one more video you might want to see.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, so she's a stripper.
Fucking toy.
No, you don't have to be a stripper to take pole dancing, Gio. So
my girlfriend literally just sent me a video of her pole dancing.
Yeah, this is actually...
Saying how she wants to get back into pole dancing. I'll show it to you. Well, she might get mad at me.
I'll tell you this, though. That's really good. That's really good cardio.
Pole dancing. It's crazy. It's so hard, dude. I remember one time I did a gig at a strip club, and... the girls were like, climb to the top of the pole, like the strippers. And I was like, I can do it. And I couldn't get myself 6 inches off the floor. It was crazy.
Anybody from Philly can do it. No,
you couldn't
problem.
Climb on top of a pole, Gio?
I couldn't climb on top of 6 inches, no. Yeah, no.
The first time you touched a stripper pole and realized they spin, did you feel dumb?
Not all of them, though.
No, it didn't spin.
Occurred to me that they're not. I always thought that they were spinning.
No, they
some
are
of them are static and some of them are not. Yeah, I remember that in class.
That's some cheating. Yeah,
I took a stripper class and some of them are static and some of them aren't.
It's like the on a carousel. Like some
it's
horses go
so
up and down,
fun.
And some of them just sit. Who chooses the horse that just fucking sits still? What type of cunt?
That's probably for like little kids.
Boring
probably.
Assholes.
That's for like the kids and the parents.
Yeah. Yeah, I pole dancing is pretty
Gio really
hot.
Answered that like somebody with supervised play dates.
When they started off like pole dancing, when they started off pole dancing, it was just fucking like girls who, well, it was almost like girls with, like sexual empowerment, like fucking, now you get like an Equinox will have like a pole dancing class and some shit. Yeah. You know, it's not as provocative as it used to be.
Don't do it when you have hairy legs.
Why your legs?
Boy, does that burn.
Wait, you've taken pole dancing?
Yeah, I took pole dancing classes. I wanted to try it. It is a lot of fun, actually.
Would you ever be like a male stripper?
Oh, God. God, I would love to have that body of a male stripper, but unfortunately, I just have a body of like a goat herder from Afghanistan.
Are you not in good shape? You look like you're in decent shape.
I need to get back into shape.
When you see Mateo Lane, or like, are you like, fuck you, bitch?
I say that
like
to his
way, like hot girls.
I say that to his abs. I don't say that to him, but I say it to his abs because, like, I would love to have.
Because Mateo is in like impeccable shape.
Oh my God,
he's
a specimen.
Is he like the hottest gay guy? He, I mean, in terms of comedy, he has to be the hottest gay guy. Comedy,
let me tell you something. He is, you know, he's meant for like entertainment, like his persona, his comedy.
No, and he's an awesome dude. He's an awesome person.
Like, you know, like when you see him, like he is an entertainer, and like I'll just tell you, that body, that's just good fortune for that one. Oh my God.
So you're like, you weigh in. You would love to lay down with Mateo Lane.
You know, I think he's very handsome. I wouldn't necessarily say that I would lay down with him.
You would. I would lay down with him. I'm not even a homo.
Really?
I'd kiss him on his abs.
I mean, he's really handsome.
Ethan's
but he's just
gay?
Let me tell you something.
Ethan Passon's gay. What a life. Imagine just like being this hot, but then there was a chick instead of a dude. That would rule.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. I will say it is sometimes, like, as a gay comic, you don't get a lot of support from the gay community because they don't really recognize comedy. They're very much into like drag and
fucking
female like performers and things like that. And so like I, you know, like to be a gay male comic within the gay community is kind of hard because they're like, oh, I can do that.
Right.
And so
gay guys are genuinely hilarious. Gay guys are like black people. Like they're just fucking, they're better looking. They're funny.
Stylish.
They're charming. Yeah. They can dance.
Not everybody.
Gay black dude.
I want them to die.
You know what?
He's on fire!
I'm attracted to them.
That's what's up, nigga.
Let's see here. 11-year-old overdoses on pot gummies at a Super Bowl party. One of my biggest fears is that my son or my niece will find a weed gummy in my house and will eat it. I don't typically keep like weed gummies in the house, but...
But if you did, this story
I have,
is full
I've,
of bullshit.
You never tell them?
Like, because I've told my daughter, I was like, just because you find candy in my drawer, ask me before you eat anything.
You say ax.
Ask.
Yeah. I just want to know. It's your daughter. Teach her the right way to speak.
She knows how to say it, right?
Okay, good. Such making sure.
She could do it all right. I'm just always going to say ax. So
this story is full of horseshit. Everyone here is lying.
I didn't read the story. What was it? Please tell me the story first, and then we could react.
Philly fan, watch.
So it was this couple and their kid was at a friend's house for the Super Bowl. They say that the kid was like going through the drawers of the person who owned the house and then ate some of the gummies, that he started to act, quote, really strange. He was laughing a lot and then started crying. His whole body started
listening
shaking.
Listening to the doors.
His whole body started shaking. So
sort of telling long, boring stories.
Forgetting where he was at.
Yeah.
So the mom took him to the hospital where he then tested positive for THC in his bloodstream or in his urine. And so afterwards, the person who owns the house claims that she's like a very straight-laced person. She has no idea where the gummies came from.
Okay, first of all, that's a bunch of bullshit. Number two is that, listen, you take your kids to someone else's house. I remember going to other people's houses when I was a kid. I went through their shit.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, but you're,
and you would deserve whatever happened to you.
You know what? Well, you know, no, why. I went through other people. Like, you go into the... You're telling me that you've never gone into someone else's home and then gone to the bathroom and then looked around,
I've
maybe
gone through,
opened
when
up...
I was, when I was, like, between 21 and 38 years old, if I went into your home, I would try to steal drugs out of your medicine cabinet. I mean, that was the
and
only...
And you were 28.
Yeah, 38.
38.
21 to 38, till 2 years ago. I've had a couple good years. I don't need to do this anymore, okay? But anytime, I would go in and be like, is there any painkillers? And I'm just Googling what each drug does. Like, not that old, but honestly, when I was like in my 20s, you go to a house party, you'd just be searching for drugs in cabinets. But that was really it. When I was a little kid, I would never open up somebody's drawer or try to like...
Really? Maybe, as a curiosity?
Maybe I would snoop when I was in an age where I was like trying to find porn. I knew that existed.
But if
maybe
you were walking
snooping
around someone else's home and you just happened to find like gummy bears, you would assume that those gummy bears are like, oh, these are for kids.
Yeah. I just wouldn't have, like, my mom, if my mom had gummy bears in her drawer, I would have fucking eaten them in one, like, it wouldn't even be a debate. Those are right. now my gummy bears in my own home. Like, I was the type
but
of kid.
But a lot of kids don't know that difference.
I was the type of kid where I would have just chugged a paint out of a can when I was a kid. Like, I was a fucking retarded, curious. I was always snooping in my house. Right. I would go into my mom's drawers. I would go into her purse. I would just look through things.
Oh,
I
look fucking, at this needle. Let me put it in my
Yeah, no, but I would, like, find condoms. I would find fucking just random things.
Yeah.
I was very, very snoopy. My son, luckily, is not that way. Like, any of his Christmas gifts I put in the closet. I never even have to worry about him opening my closet and seeing the Christmas gift sitting there ever. Not once ever. So I wouldn't have to. But like, yeah, I mean, I guess if he had friends over, right, and there was, like, a bag of gummies there, maybe his friend could be like, oh, let's eat the gummies. And then if I was in the other room and not paying attention, could they do it? Maybe. That's fucking. Is that how much of a crime is that? Like, let me ask you a question. Is it a crime for? Because I feel like you'd be in deep shit, right? You'd be in, like, you're definitely getting some sort of, like, child abuse fucking thing, right?
Child negligence or something.
Negligence. Yeah. But what if your kid just went into the liquor cabinet and grabbed a bottle of liquor and drank
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So I have a bunch of opinions about this. A, the kid also could have went under the sink and drank bleach.
Yeah.
Could have went in the liquor cabinet. Could have went in the medicine cabinet. This kid was snooping around the fucking house. They had the gummies, not in a thing. Because what the lady's saying is she didn't know she had them and that they were in a regular candy drawer. No fucking way. She no. knows whose they are. She doesn't want to say it. She doesn't want to admit that she had them in the house.
Mm-hmm.
B, this kid was snooping around. He stole candy.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
C, I don't like that they say overdose. An overdose is not something you can treat with water and sleep.
Yeah. And fucking cartoons.
Yeah.
It's Cartoon Network.
This
for
is
3 fucking hours.
This is anti-weed propaganda.
How old
now
is
they're
this
saying
kid?
That he couldn't tell that they were weed gummies.
Oh, you're thinking
the
entire story is bullshit.
11.
No. The entire story is, I believe it happened, but I believe it's being reported in the style of anti-weed propaganda. Because now she's going to Eric Adams about the way weed gummies are packaged. So that they don't look like candy.
But you have to admit, though, I will say this. If you look at some of the packaging, defending her, but if you do look at some of the packaging, if I'm an 11-year-old and I haven't seen the world of gummies or candies,
most kids would eat a Nerd's Rope. If there's a fucking Nerd's Rope sitting on a table, I don't think it's a bad kid, you know, to grab a piece of candy off the table and fucking eat it. You're
no,
a kid,
but I don't think
candy.
He grabbed off the table. I think he was going through
maybe
the house.
Sure.
Right.
Sure. Regardless, right, I think that I think I have a special kid that he's just not in.
We agree.
He wouldn't eat just candy off the table. He would ask first. He would never go in the fridge and just take things out of the fridge. He just recently started doing that. Like the other day, I come in the living room and there's a glass of like naked green juice and he's just drinking. I was like, "Where'd you get that?" He's like, "I poured it." And I was like, "You've never really done that before." He was asking me to get things out of the fridge now, you know? So,
well, he's becoming an adult.
He is becoming an adult. He's a big boy. But yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't think that they should. And I know in certain states that they make laws.
There's a lot of states now is that gummies can't look like anything. They have to, like, when you buy gummies now, a lot of them are just like squares.
Yeah.
They can't look like animals, people, or objects.
They can't. I mean, for a while, they were just shaped like, you know, Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
It was like, you just get a bag. It,
yeah, it's just Skittles bag.
The black market
Skittles.
Packaging. On gummies.
Yeah, it looks identical. Yeah. It's just like
it doesn't even say weed. It just says fucking Sour Patch Kids.
But you know what? It's usually spelled different. Yeah. Like Skittles with a Z or something. Yeah.
But you know what? Though,
it's like a parody almost.
If you look at some of the packaging in these weed stores, it actually has writing from like Asia on it. You notice that? Like a lot
I think that's where they're. I think because they're buying the packaging on like Amazon. Because they sell just the packaging without the drugs in it.
Yeah.
So and then they put it in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. I think they should make it very, very clear. You know, there's a lot of little kids that are stupid. I'm sure it happens more than you think.
I think you should also watch your fucking kid.
You should watch your kid, but just not. That's a very unrealistic thing that a non-parent would say because you just can't always watch your kid. You can't have your eyes on your kid. You're at a friend's party, Super Bowl party. There's 25 people there. There's 10 kids. They're all running around. You're just not always having your eye on your kid.
No, you know?
You're eating your high on weed gummies.
Yeah,
how are you going to keep your eyes on your kids?
I mean, like, I remember when my parents took me to parties when I was a kid. There was other kids. We would, like, go. We would run up the stairs. We'd go in bedrooms. We'd go, you know.
When I was a kid, we would dip off into the woods.
Yeah.
We would fucking, like, we would be gone. Like, they keeping your eye on your kid. You didn't. My mother, when I was a kid, would not know that I was dead or missing. It would be 12 hours before she would even be tipped off.
She couldn't keep her eyes open.
But that comes down to just, you know, like, listen, it's just an unfortunate case.
Yeah.
And I think I think the woman denying that she had it, like, listen, you know what? Just say you had it.
Well, I mean, what if there's criminal charges then, right? So instead of that,
but
I would
rather... legal. What are the charges?
But I believe... Shannon, can you look that up?
It be child endangerment?
Child endangerment.
I'm charging this little faggot with burglary.
Yeah. At the same time...
Stole my gummies.
The homeowner, I don't think you could really get in trouble at that point if it's a party and the kid sneaks into your room and takes the gummies.
But there are... You know, I will say, not that it's as wild, but there have been instances where people will break into your home and you shoot them and then they sue you for shooting them. Yeah. So like...
That's New York. There's not you can't, unless they have like a gun or a knife and they're gonna kill you. You can't use deadly force.
Oscar, did you read a newspaper from '96 earlier today?
Why?
You bring up all these stories from like Lorena Bobbitt. You know, if somebody breaks home, you shoot them. They can sue you. Yeah. Did somebody, you know, a woman dropped hot coffee on her lap at McDonald's?
Somebody changed the bedding in his slave cage.
Be like, yeah, I saw that on Liar Liar.
Why do I come here?
I don't know. You're not going to find a penis on the floor. I'll tell you that much. Let's see here.
Be searching for a long time.
Might find one in your ass.
Shannon. All right, gents, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors. I'm very, very excited about these guys. They are called Innovative Extracts, or IECBD. Amazing CBD company. They just sent me a bunch of products. I'm going to tell you right now, I just got back into the gym, so I've been using the topicals for muscle recovery. Obviously, I just had a knee surgery as well. CBD is something that I've used for a very, very long time. If you guys don't know, it helps bring your body back into homeostasis. It helps you heal yourself naturally, and they have a wide variety of products, everything from tinctures, gummies, creams, vapes, any type of CBD product that you want, they have.
Yep, and all you got to do is you're going to receive 40% off your first order today by heading over to their website, which is ie-cbd.com. Once more, that's ie-cbd.com, and using the promo code RAP at checkout. So that's 40% off at ie-cbd.com with the promo code RAP.
Go support them. They support us. They fucking rule. If you're looking for CBD products, get it from Innovative Extracts, ie-cbd.com. All right, where were we? Women are going viral with a boob lift challenge where they pick up heavy objects with their boobs. Can we see this?
Let's see this.
Yeah, so I'm just going to show you the one that they show first.
Internal shelf.
Can I say she?
Like some wine. If you're sober, I also have.
Oh, they're putting them under their tits.
Yes.
I have a bunch candle to show you.
Do you want cranberry peppermint or cinnamon stick?
Shannon.
Hold on, I have more.
Shannon.
Oh, she's holding it under her titties.
Yeah, her titties. Yeah. Like, it's, I do, you know.
It's the pencil test. That's how you know if a girl's got big.
Zach, can you put the? Can you hold this with your titty?
I don't think standing, but we can try.
Let's see.
You can probably.
Can you write? Can you write while you do that?
Let me see. Can I? No, my tits are almost non-existent. Now I can do it with my fat stomach, though.
Hold on. Let's see if Oscar can do it with his ass cheeks.
Oh, please, honey. I could hold the
Titanic. Oscar's going to write the Declaration of Independence.
I could hold the Titanic with my fucking ass cheeks. I could hold that bitch up from the water.
Shannon, can we do the titty test with you? Can you put things under your boobs?
I don't think I can. I don't have like a hang that much.
You don't think you can? Yeah.
Cans?
No. Cans?
Show them titties.
Yes!
There's not like a hang. I can't. Do it. There's not a hang.
They're just too perky and nice?
No, I have a bra on. But I do have more videos if you want to see.
Let's
more
see,
women
I love
doing these things. So this woman is doing a vacuum cleaner.
I don't know how this one's going to go.
Oh, my God. Try. Zach, you love this chick. This is your type.
I'm just excited she's going to clean the house. But yes, I love a big bovine female.
She's literally bigger than her fridge.
What is she doing?
Wow.
Her hip's carrying it. Bitch, don't lie. It was your goddamn hip. She did wedge it under the one tit. It was like,
yeah.
It, that wasn't actually, like, it was actually being balanced on her hip.
Yeah, it's like the way you hold a guitar.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Are there any videos where girls are holding, like, a stripper pole with their titties?
I haven't seen
Okay, that's impressive.
That,
wait a minute.
That is impressive. Yes, that's table. A table.
It's a titty
table. She lifted her arm. That's attached.
She probably has it like wrapped around her waist.
No.
This is some fucking.
Look at this.
That's fake.
No, that's fake. Real.
Dude, when she lifted her arm, her tip would have left. No.
What?
Yeah, no way, dude. That's
no,
attached.
That's real.
No, she wouldn't have been able to move
power
like that.
Of fat tits, Lewis.
No.
You don't understand how strong these things are.
I call the second one bullshit.
If they can make a man come, they can lift up a table.
First of all, I've never come titty fucking in my entire life.
Really?
Never.
Have you ever come fucking a table? Thought about it.
Yeah.
He's like, why do you we replaced this one 3 times already?
Yeah. He's like, where are my pillows?
No, I've never come titty fucking. Shannon, do men like titty fucking you? Because you have big old fake titties. That has to be fun. Titty fucking fake titties has to be a blast, right?
I think it's maybe happened once or twice.
And they shot right into your neck,
no,
and your mouth,
no,
and
didn't.
Your face.
No, they didn't finish that
way. They didn't finish.
No.
I mean, if I had, I would, I mean, listen, I would do it.
Yeah.
If I had titties, oh yeah, I think it's hot.
Natalie, does your girlfriend like, what is she like, just rubber wet pussy butthole on your chest? What happens? How does that work? It's like a slug, just slowly.
Yeah, it's just like that.
It looks like you were slimed by a ghost.
Yep.
Okay. I'd love to see you with a float in the gay pride.
A float?
Like, what would it just
Lewis
be?
Lewis shows up with ice cream
and soda.
Soda,
yeah.
Yeah. I would do it. Oh,
you would get titty fucked.
Oh, if I had titties? Oh, fuck yeah. I think it's hot.
What is the equivalent? What is the gay equivalent of being titty fucked?
Butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks? Butt cheeks. Fucking?
Yeah, so, but then you can't see it.
Does a man ever just want to fuck your butt cheeks but not put it in?
Yeah. Hot dogging.
No. Hot dogging?
Yeah. You can do that.
And you like that?
Yeah. Remember, I think it's like for me, and I think for anybody, you're getting pleasure off knowing that the other person is getting pleasure. Right?
That's true. That right? is true.
Like if you're pleasuring a woman and she's like, oh my God, this is amazing. You're getting
I don't
off
know
on
that.
It.
I don't know that feeling.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. Never been with a woman.
I like when she's crying in the dark.
Yeah.
Like, please help me. Please don't kill me, sir. Please.
I've been
please
here for 7 days.
Do anything.
You're such a...
I can't watch another one of your podcasts. Please stop making me watch this. I don't care about MMA.
Let's see. Average, no, I did that one already on Legion of Skanks. We talked about that. What is this Britney Spears shit?
I love
her latest crazy post says, don't call the cops if she deletes her Instagram while she's doing an Australian accent. What is this?
I love that Britney Spears constantly is getting swatted now.
She's crazy. She's a crazy bitch, dude.
But it's not worth to call the cops on her, though. That's just fucked up. She just wants to make a little crazy TikTok.
What she's saying is that if she deletes her Instagram, don't call the cops, which is like a weird thing to say, I feel like. But here she goes.
Okay, so last week, guys, I made a dress. It's really proud, done in panel, slip in the back, a girlfriend helped me sew it. She sent me a dress I didn't have to make myself. I can't believe it. I'm just saying, okay, now I'm so proud. I didn't even have to make it myself. Thank you, company, for sending me this dress. Thank you.
What the fuck?
What a wacky whore.
Wait, there's one thing close to the end that really makes it extra crazy.
So, guys, I just want you to know, if I shut down my Instagram, do not call the cops. Don't ever be a roller coaster.
Okay, I got two things. I got two things on this one.
She's also less crazy than 3 girls that I've dated.
Never be a roller coaster. God,
okay, two things. Number one, that's a voiceover.
Is it?
I think so.
No,
yeah, she does these weird accents.
Yeah, but I think that one's a voiceover or someone else is in the room.
The gay community. Yeah. They're looking.
The conspiracies.
They're looking right. for any reason.
Oh, this is like
but
a
number
gays
two.
Yeah, no, gays love Britney and she's like, no, she's not crazy. Let her do this. She's expressing herself.
But I'll tell you this.
Shut up. She's a fucking nightmare.
But I'll tell you this, though. You know what?
What?
She's consistently trending.
Yeah. So you think it's an act? You think it's an act?
Oh, I think a lot of... I mean, look at... Like, she's still in the news after being a superstar in the 90s.
Yeah, but so
what other superstar do you know who's still trending? You don't see Christina Aguilera anywhere.
Jennifer Lopez is...
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be honest. Jennifer Lopez is like...
But she's trending... I would rather be trending for the reasons that Jennifer Lopez is trending than for Britney Spears.
Being mean to Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not even that impressive. It's not like she's going at the whole Jewish media. Like when she starts going on those type of rants, then
I didn't even know that.
I don't think she's that. I don't think anything is deliberate. I think you're watching a crazy person, and it's rare. It's not like there's that many of them. But you're talking about a child star,
right?
Yeah.
You forget. Like I remember, like when I was like when Britney came out, I was like, God damn it, she's fucking. Her body was so tight. And you're like, oh, because she was 15. She wasn't fully grown yet. But when you remember that video came out, and she's like in the high school hallway
with the cheerleader. Like
I mean, as a kid, I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? That was bonkers.
What do you mean as a kid? You're older than Britney Spears.
Am I not? I don't think I am.
Britney Spears around the same age? 35? No, 36?
No. I think we're probably the same age, around the same age. How old is Britney Spears?
41.
Yeah.
Oh, a year older than me. I thought she was younger.
No, a year older than me. I mean, she was so big when I was in high school. Like, that was when, you know, she came out. But she's been a Disney star, and she was a little kid before that. Like, when you don't have an identity except for being famous and no real challenges, it breaks you, I think.
Yeah.
When you're just not used to, like, what the being in the seventh grade and being embarrassed to ask a girl to the dance and like whatever that anxiety is, and to work through that and to get the balls to do it, maybe to deal with the rejection or maybe to deal with the victory of it. And that sort of sets you up for this trajectory of life. Like these little like core moments in your life and these core memories, she has none of them. Yeah. It's literally her just having $1 billion, access to anything the fuck she wants. Just literally just people saying yes, 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 yes. And it fucks you up. And that's why you see so many child stars that are just fucking loony bins and they're fucking out of their minds. It doesn't even necessarily have to be a child star. You see people that get famous when they're a little bit younger, and they never really have an opportunity to go through the trials and tribulations of growing, which is just a very natural thing.
Yeah, but a lot of them also get like molested by like executive producers and shit like
that. Let me also ask though.
I also don't think that that's happening as often as they make it a thing.
I think she came from that era. She was a child star before that whole Me Too blew up.
I agree, and maybe she was. I think that's a big conspiracy theory that like all these Hollywood producers are fucking kids. I think that you have some shit where there's people in power. That's why you see it in the church. You see it in Hollywood. You see it. I think these are isolated incidents. I think most parents, even the shittiest parents, they protect their fucking kids. I don't know a single person that would fucking sell off their kid to Hollywood. You know what I'm saying?
You ever watch that Michael Jackson documentary?
It happens. Yeah. Oh, it happens.
Parents out there that would fucking.
But I wouldn't see. I will say this. To a degree, I agree in that statement that I think that some people, like parents, they see dollar signs and they're like, oh, yeah. Like, I don't think they would sell their soul or their child for it, but they see dollar signs, and then they're like, no, you got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do it. Right. You got to do this. You got to do it. You got to do it. We need, you know, like, they're always chasing the next paycheck.
Your hotel can get farther and farther from us every vacation to the point where it's just like, we're in a different hotel room.
Right.
And it's like,
they're chasing,
I'm fine with that.
They're chasing the next big paycheck, and they want that because then they're inevitably substituting some loss of enjoyment from their life, so they're using their child as an excuse to get it.
It's also a way to make fucking cash. Like you see some of these people, especially now on YouTube, you see people pimping their kids out. It's another category that you'll see a lot is like, it'll be like a 12-year-old girl, and it'll be like, you know, this girl's first kiss, right? And it'll be like the dad being like, are you gonna have your first kiss today? And then they're like, it's like, why is this vlog happening? Why are you, why are you exposing your kid to the world in this storyline? It is very creepy. So maybe I'll walk that back a little bit. I think there are a lot more parents that would that are willing to sort of fucking pimp their kids out. Maybe not in a literal sense, but they're willing
to be morally scrupulous.
Unquestionably. And that happens more and more. I think
who the real hero of this whole story is? Kevin Federline.
Yeah,
he got in, got some kids, got some cash, got out before the fucking walls fell down.
He is so hot.
Really?
I think he's K-Fed? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What does he look like now? Is he still like
Shannon, can we see a picture? Is that okay? Sure, can I ask for that, Louis?
Sure. Please.
I would love to see
Why
it.
Why not? It's your show, Oscar.
Okay, not there.
It's fucking hot.
That's
dude.
An old picture of him.
I think this is maybe more recent.
Really?
That's the before and after. That's when he was young. Where he's fat
now.
Oh,
there we go.
He's got a dad bod.
Let's see when he... Yeah. You can't tell me the guy on the left is bangable?
Not bangable. Hot. You said hot, though. That's crazy. He's not hot.
To me, he's hot. He's got that.
I guess that right there, that picture right there.
You know what it is? It's the jawline. A good jawline is so hot.
That one on the top left corner with the... That one right there. I think that's how he looks now.
Yeah, he looks like now, which is a shame.
Yeah, he's disgusting, Oscar.
I bet he's got money, though.
Yeah.
If he keeps the kids.
Oh, that child support check?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, you know, now it's coming out of the money that she when they, what's it called? When they got rid of her, when they got rid of her conservatorship. And people are like, here's my thing. It's like, you know, people were very angry that she had this conservatorship. Right? Like, how dare you withhold this from her? Have you seen her? Like, if we're going back to her posts, yeah, keep that money so that way she can have something to fall back on when she gets older.
Yeah.
Because she's going to have nothing if she blows through it all. Do I believe that they should have withheld that money from her? Absolutely not. But there is some type of like, keeping something so that way your child doesn't blow through it. Like Lewis,
crazy person.
You wouldn't want your child to blow through $10 million and then have nothing.
Well, she's a crazy person. And you know, if my son is crazy and he at this point went fucking nuts, no matter what the cause is, like, yeah, you want to protect them from that. And you know, her fan base is just sort of crazy and they have like this whole, you know, very black and white way of looking at things. So, you know, good for Britney, though.
Isn't her parents, like, really religious?
I don't think
like
so.
The father was, like, a pastor or some shit back in the day.
They all sleep together.
Shannon, what is this? Fifth grade students' exam questions have left adults stumped. What are these?
Okay, it's one question. And actually, yesterday or Wednesday, Natalie did it. So I can show it to you here. Hold on. I just want you to see the answer. Okay, this is the question.
Question 12. Klein read 30 pages of a book on Monday and an eighth of the book on Tuesday. He completed the remaining quarter of the book on Wednesday. How many pages are there in the book? Okay. I can do this.
Can we get scrap paper?
I can do this. 30 pages of a book on Monday. An eighth of the book on Tuesday. He completed the remaining quarter of the book on Wednesday.
So that means three quarters of the book was 30 pages and an eighth, right?
Yes.
You know what? You guys have fun with this one.
Zach, that's exactly it. 30 pages and an eighth.
I feel like drug dealers would know this very well.
I don't know.
Not true.
It's too much. I can't do it right now. I can't. By the way, I could do this. So you know.
I could do this.
So you know.
I'm not gonna.
It's not good podcasting, Shannon. Don't fucking tell me, bitch. Don't laugh in my face. Okay, I could do this.
You started so confident.
I could definitely do this.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm. How many pages are there in the book? 90?
Shut up, dude. You're an asshole. You're just throwing numbers out there.
Yeah, because I failed algebra three times.
Any numbers.
Gays don't have to be good at numbers.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to figure this out.
I would laugh, though, if it was 90, though, Shannon. I am going to laugh. It's not? Okay.
No. I'm just writing numbers down. I don't even know what I'm... There's even no equation. I don't even know the equation.
Like in school. Klein read 30 pages of a book... on Monday and eighth of the book on Tuesday, complete the remaining fourth of the
don't
book.
Don't you take like
Wednesday.
Eight times one, four times one?
Stop it. Just stop it right now. You're just saying things. I'm watching you just say things.
No, I'm
serious. Times
one,
four times one?
Right. And then what? And then you multiply the numbers on the bottom. So what's eight times four?
How many pages does Mein Kampf have?
Okay.
All right. Klein read 30 pages of a book on Monday. Got it. That's 30 pages. An eighth of the book on Tuesday, and the remaining fourth on Wednesday. So so three quarters of it was read on Monday and Tuesday. The remaining was read. So 30 and an eighth. Oh my God. You know what? This, by the way, you know how I figured this out? Can I tell you how I figured it out on like the SATs? Because I'm not, there's a formula probably that you can literally just do pretty easily.
I feel like on the SATs, you would read the answers and then work backwards.
I would even read the answers, even if it wasn't multiple choice. I would just start guessing numbers and plugging in the math, right? So what I would do right now is I would say, okay, let's just say it's 45 pages.
Oh, so close.
You know it? You looked it up online? You yeah. fucking...
Yeah.
You fucking gay?
Yeah, I you did. Cheated. You're three? You're,
no,
you're...
shut up. 42 is the answer.
No.
48.
Not. Yes.
I got it.
You know why? Fuck you and your math problem.
All right, because you got the 1 8.
But I would have just done the math. Or I would have went from 48 and then I would have worked backwards.
Or you could have just changed the 4 and 8 and that you would have 8 and 4 and that would have been 48.
Shut up.
Natalie drew a picture. Like, that's how she got herself
you
to
drew
it.
A picture?
I of did, boobs? But now, yeah.
She wrote boobs on her calculator?
I did draw a picture, but like the way that you're supposed to do it is like 30. So it's like 1/8 is also 2/4 plus 1/4 is.
I would have just worked backwards. I would have went, all right, if I did 45, I would have just said, all right, well, a quarter of 45 would have been, you know, whatever it is.
Sure, Lewis.
11.5? Is that what it is? Shut up. You know what? Shut the fuck up.
You know what? Sure. Shut up. Let's go with that.
We're all stupid. Everyone's dumb here. I bet I'm the smartest person in this room. Including you, Zach.
I didn't say anything.
Fucking dumb assholes.
You guys not? Did you? Fun fact: did you know that O.J. Simpson's father was a drag queen?
I did not know that. Well,
yeah. There you go. Fun fact.
Fun fact. More fun facts, please. Fun facts with Oscar Aydin. Throw them out at any given moment. I want them. I want fun facts.
Fun fags with Oscar.
Fun facts.
A new podcast by Gans Digital.
Black you, elementary school student receives a racist card from classmates for Black History Month.
Pulled the racist card.
I'm going to show you. Here's one of the cards that one of the black kids received. It says, "You are my favorite monkey."
Oh, ooh. Shit.
I remember there was this girl in elementary school named Janelle. And she might have been dark-skinned Dominican, but I used to call her a monkey. And it wasn't racist until, like, now. Like, yeah. I think back, I was like, it was extremely racist.
Yeah.
Like, it's as racist as it gets. I remember I drew a picture with her once, like, literally, because she used to have kind of, like, afro-y hair. So yeah. I just drew a monkey eating a banana with afro-y hair.
And then another bunch of bananas under her tits.
I mean, dude. It was so racist. If I was that girl, I would have been mortified.
In your defense, she did have a big red ass.
She was actually cute. She was a cute chick.
Wait, are there more pictures?
Yes.
What's on the bottom?
So this one is a stick figure that's being lynched.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How do kids know about lynching?
I think this one, to my favorite cotton picker.
Oh, shit. That's a
lot of work went into
this. What is this?
This is awful.
They're saying that a child was giving them to the black students for Black History Month.
The parents.
I don't
helped.
Believe it.
I feel like the parents had to
I don't
help
believe
with
any
one.
Of it. I don't believe this story.
That one I believe. But that one up there, a parent definitely helped with that one.
This one says it's like a little thing saying
multiple
no
students
more.
Decided to give a black student racist Valentine's cards. It wasn't just one isolated, trashy, crazy family. The craziest family in the town of no Nazis.
Yeah, I feel like this happened, and they're like, we got to figure out which kid did this. And they're like, probably Adolf.
This is probably a high school.
This one says, Happy Black History Month. The group will be nice to you. I can't read that bottom
part. It
says,
no more picking cotton. Month. Oh, that's nice. Well, that's nice, actually.
Yeah.
Says no more picking cotton, Shannon. Yeah. Why? See, you're sensationalizing the story. It's
no,
actually
he forgot the comma. No more picking cotton.
But yeah, so they're saying that they're investigating the situation, and the parents of the little girl that received these cards took her kid out of the school.
You know what, though? Let me tell you something. That is all learned by the family. That is not something that kids inherently have. Like, that's learned behavior from the family, and that's a shame.
Yeah. Oscar constantly just dropping
no
shit facts. No shit. We know the kid did not just become racist on their own. Oscar,
you know what, that's why you have me.
It's true. Oscar really just stayed in the obvious with Oscar Aydin.
You see, that kid didn't know slaves picked cotton out of thin air. I think somebody told him about it.
Oh, shit.
You know what?
I think the parents helped with some of those. That cotton picker one, that I think the parent was in on that one because that was too good of a painting. The stick figure ones might have been the kids, but that one right there.
We got to get back to our core values. I remember on Legion of Skanks for Black History Month one year, we did a cotton picking contest so you could more quickly get the cotton out of the aspirin. Aspirin bottle. It's fucking hilarious. Oh, no.
Wasn't it Ari's underwear?
No, that's right. We made black interns pick cotton out of Ari's underwear. Oh. Never mind. It was way worse than that.
Oh, God.
Well, you whipped them.
Yeah, I did. Well, I was going to mention that.
They had name tags. My name is Toby.
Oh, shit. What a day. What a day, guys. It's been fun. I'm going to have you guys mind melt to wrap this one up.
What's mind melt?
All right, let's get some fun mind meld music on. Something like...
I have the old music that we used to do during it. Do you want to use that?
Please, let's go. I didn't even know we had old music. I don't remember. We haven't done mind meld in a while.
Yeah, we would just play it like while they're...
Yeah, while they're mind melding. Yeah. So essentially, you guys are going to both say a word. Okay, any word. Don't say it yet. Any word in your head. You go one, two, three. You say the word. Now, then both of you guys, you wait like a beat. Then you got to go one, two, three again. You say another word. The idea is you're trying to say the same word. So, like, let's say you say brown and you say water, right? You might both go river, right? Because you're trying to get to the same word, whatever sort of reminds you, and see how fast you can mind melt. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another mind melt.
He's on fire!
All right, Shannon.
So I just say a word and then he says a word.
No, you say them together. Let's show them. Don't do the bit.
Is there a count to this?
The rhythm would be one, two, three, banana.
Yeah.
One, two, three, next word. One, okay, two, three, so, next word. Right. You got to keep it quick.
All right.
Black History Month.
All right. Oh, God. All right. One, two, three, sidewalk.
Yeah, you've got to say a word too.
At the same time.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's do it.
All right. Ready? New word now. New word. Ready?
One, two, three. Staircase.
Nipple. Staircase one. Nipple. Way to beat. Ready? Staircase nipple. You're trying to say the same word. What staircase reminds you of the same nipple. Staircase
yeah,
nipple?
Yeah, now
ready?
What word is different between word. Those words?
Ready? One, two, three.
Hooker.
Harry.
Harry Hooker. Harry and Hooker. Harry Hooker. Ready?
One, two, three.
Monster. Tits. Harry Tits.
What'd you say?
Harry Tits.
You can't say Harry.
Oh, I said Tits.
You gotta be worried. So Tits, and what'd you say?
Monster.
Monster. Monster Tits.
One, monster, two, three, me.
Monster Tits. Ready? One, two, three.
WWE.
Shannon, obviously it was Shannon, you asshole. You fucking dickhead. It was obviously Shannon. Oscar, you WWE, what are you saying? You throwing other things out there?
You said that we would try and... we're trying to come up to the same... We're thinking of this together.
Yeah.
Yes. So WWE and Shannon. One, two, three.
Latex. Fate.
Let them do it, Zach. I can't hear them. What?
Did you say latex?
I thought wrestler, the latex album.
Oh,
latex,
okay.
And then latex. Okay. What did you say?
I said woman.
Latex woman. Latex woman. Latex woman.
Wonder Woman.
One, two, three.
Condom.
Condom, dude. Oh. It's fucking condom.
Oh, okay.
Condom.
All right.
What do you do? Wonder
went too
Woman.
Deep. Bro. I overthought it.
Two words. First of all,
latex woman.
Like what the fuck, bro?
Condom IED. And Wonder Woman. This is falling apart. Condom. Wonder Woman. Condom. Wonder Woman. Condom, Wonder Woman. One, two, three.
Super sperm.
Yeah, you got it. Yay! They did it, everyone. Wow, these guys have no connection.
We've never had people get further apart with each guest.
That's
before.
Crazy. That was wild. I'm going to have random do.
I wonder if Zach and I have more connection.
You want to mind meld with Zach?
Mind meld. Go ahead.
All right, let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, mind meld music. We're going to do another mind meld right now with Zach.
You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, trophy. Table. Trophy and table. One, two, three,
shelf. Pong. Shelf. Shelf. It's a trophy table. It's called a shelf.
Oh, no.
You're no fun to play with.
You don't even know how to play the game. You just got the game.
Let me try with Lewis. Let's try real quick.
All right.
Real
ready?
Quick.
One, two, three, gun. Hoodie. Hoodie, gun. Hoodie, gun.
One, two, three. Leo.
Yes, we did it. We're walking to mind melt. Yeah.
Beep that out.
It's awful.
See?
This is fun. I like it now.
All right.
I like
we got to go. We're wrapping it. You guys are the best. Thanks for watching. We'll be back tomorrow with a very special presentation, 2 p.m. Eastern, of the Real Ass Podcast Makeup Show. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.